The story of how my wife Brenda and I fell in love is not one of love at first sight. We knew each other for 2 years before we went on our first date. During that time, we didn't really think of each other in romantic terms. For starters, Brenda was in a serious relationship with someone else for most of that time. In addition, I was her professor, so Brenda was kind of off limits. I started teaching college at the age of 25 and promised myself I would not date any of the students. The idea of a serious relationship with Brenda snuck up on me unexpectedly. It started when I launched a young adult group at my local church. Brenda was the spiritual life director for the students on campus and the leader of the chapel band, so I invited her to join our team. It wasn't long before I realized how much I looked forward to those planning meetings. That's when it hit me. I think I'm starting to fall for this girl. During those dating years, I remember how much joy I felt. We were falling in love, and it was a lot of fun. The joy gap. You may have heard that love is a choice. Strictly speaking, this is not true. Love is attachment. It is a bond you share through good times and bad. You can choose to do loving things. You can choose to do kind things. You cannot choose to feel love. However, the more joy you build into your marriage, the more that feeling of being in love will stay strong and grow. Falling in love is all about joy. When you fall in love with someone, you experience a joy explosion in your brain that floods your body with hormones like dopamine and oxytocin that make it hard not to smile. Couples who stay in love throughout their married lives are couples who excel at the art of keeping their joy levels high. The opposite is also true. Low joy couples are in trouble. Falling out of love is all about the absence of joy. A joy gap is the length of time between moments of shared joy. But when too much time passes between moments of shared joy, a joy gap is created that makes you feel distant and alone in your marriage. The wider the joy gap becomes, the more likely it is for your problems, and everyone has them, to overwhelm you. Couples who let the joy gap get too wide struggle tremendously and start to feel hopeless about their marriage. Not only does the gap rob you of intimacy, but the gap begins filling with resentment, and bad habits can begin to form that keep you apart instead of bringing you together. You start to feel like you are falling out of love. People rarely just wake up one morning to the thought, "I'm not in love anymore." It happens gradually as the gap between moments of shared joy grows wider and wider, with too much pain, too much resentment, and too many bad habits in between. 11 years into our marriage, Brenda and I started to struggle. She felt like she was living on emotional scraps and getting my relational leftovers. It seemed like work never stopped, and when it did, I shut down and gave myself to entertainment. For the most part, I was either working, spending time with the kids, or watching TV. She was around, but rarely the focus of my attention. Our joy gap was definitely growing. I didn't notice how big the joy gap in our marriage was getting until Brent and I went on a date that went terribly wrong. We were finishing our meal, and I was feeling rather proud of myself for taking a few hours to invest in the marriage, when Brenda dropped a relational bomb on me. She told me she was starting to feel desperate about the distance in our marriage. To help me get the point, she painted a word picture for me. She said she felt like she lived in a cave with prison bars across the front. Meanwhile, I was standing in